brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas,
short little five-minute segment, and the manuals for a decade have been the veterans are going to get you, the conservatives, the libertarians, the gun owners, the farmers, we got to arrest them, Marines training to mow down farmers, I've been to the drills, children training to go in their parents' houses and get their guns, we've got the footage of the drills, and it being admitted, Marines coming up with guns in Maryland saying turn your cameras off, it's all confirmed, a giant secret buildup, bigger than the Cold War, against the American people. And the government is run by criminals. They're going to stage terror attacks and get it done. And every sitcom, drama, cop show I watch, randomly, you turn it on, there's a guy going, there's chemtrails, they're spraying, they're weather modifying. And then he goes down to a dungeon with little kids he's torturing. The message is, you're into chemtrails, you're torturing kids. Next episode, there's a guy who's worried about vaccines killing people. He plans to release a bioweapon in New York. He's warning you about a bioweapon in the vaccines where governments have been caught over and over again. He's the one that's going to do it. And yes, they've had nationwide training for 3 years, cops everywhere hearing this and going, how does he know it? Because I get all the documents from cops that aren't idiots. And they're training them. Veterans will attack your police station. Every place in the country will be attacked with improvised explosive devices. And I asked Janice, she was talking about the show Homeland. I haven't seen it. I've seen the trailer. And I said, let me guess, the veterans they're tracking are going to have IEDs to kill cops. And she says, yes, that's the episode. I already know. I know the script. They're teaching everyone that if you're not an idiot and you own guns, you're the enemy. Because the foreign banks are going to gang rape America. And they're not going to let scumbag armed Americans that know they're the enemy get in their way. Okay? Now, you can wake up to this or you can't. If you don't wake up, they're going to have their way with you. Janice, finishing up the show about the evil veterans of the that are the real al-Qaeda we've now got to face.
Well, the big question that hangs in my mind is that if POWs are so bad, then why aren't they arresting John McCain, who wants 100 years of war? You know, I mean, hello. It's so ridiculous. That
well, that's because they already know they're taking all the pension funds and pay and health care from the vets. And they're going to go after the vets. It's freedom, though.
Thanks. And so why are you doing this? Because she's proud of it. She's like on, you know, talking about, you know, the behind the scenes type
thing. She's like, I know this dirty veteran's a terrorist. And he does like, turn out to be one, correct?
Yes. And she's and he stares at the Capitol with the hoodie, you know. They always have to have hoodies on.
Yeah, but he's the guy, too. You said he talks about the Constitution a lot. And you said there's an Alan Watt conspiracy type guy, right? They always have that guy.
Her boss. And he tells her not to do it. He's like, you can't do it. You can't do it. He, you know, it's against the Constitution. She goes, but we have to save our country.
Well, it's like all those shows where the heroes are the torturers. Under Bush, and then we find out they're raping small children in Abu Ghraib with giant objects dripping with battery acid, and the good old boys are like, it's of the Lord. Jesus would approve of that. And then now the Obama people are like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get tough, because the new TV ads are, Whitey's the terrorist, and we're going to get him.
Right.
So see, for conservatives, we're going to get brown people, and they go, yeah, let's get them brown people. And then for the liberals, we're going to get Whitey. And what's the story? One lady could eat no lean, and the other guy could eat no fat, but between the two, they licked the platter clean?
Yeah, nursery rhyme.
Yeah, I think I got it backwards, but...
yeah, something like that. It's so horrific, Alex. It is just horrific. I've never seen such horror in my life. And Claire Danes, I mean, she's always been, like, an okay actress. You know, I haven't, like, disliked her, but... For her to play along with something like this.
Don't worry. They've got movies coming out. The flu's coming. And you're going to fight for that special vaccine. They admit the last vaccine killed a bunch of people and doubled your chances of catching the flu next time. Just search H1N1 shot, double chances of getting next flu. Destroys immune system. Look up in the testing of it at one hospital. 31 homeless died from the shot. Guillaume Marais is exploding. You go to a shopping mall and look at most little kids now. They look like they've been hit with a mutation ray. Brain degenerative diseases are off the chart. Cancer doubled the last 10 years, and so is diabetes. But everything's good. Take those shots. Eat the GMO. Do what the government tells you. Believe the television. It's so good. We'll be right back with some good Obama supporters. Good Americans. Yeah.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her 5 free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Essentially, I'm going to start from the beginning because this is a lot of stuff. You have a real issue with the fact when there's 19 hijackers they put up on the website and like 5 or 7 of them are still alive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that in and of itself grinds your story to a halt, grinds the official story to a halt.
Right.
Building 7, there's no way that building wasn't detonated. Everybody knows it. Nobody wants to talk about it except for the people who, from an architectural standpoint or an engineering point of view, just go, there's no other way this building came down. If nothing fell on it, there was not enough fire. End of story. Buildings don't fall like that. That's just stupid.
Absolutely.
From that point of view, then you have to, just on those two bases alone, that the fact that the people they said that actually caused it, are some of them are still alive.
Right.
That all of them are Saudi, you know, and none of them were from Afghanistan
right.
or Iraq.
Right. Why are we being Iraq and Afghanistan?
Well, different reasons.
Right.
Invading Iraq because, you know, we set that guy up. He was one of our sort of CIA stooges for a long time.
Right.
And then he was going to monetize, he was going to change the money in the oil trade from dollars to euros. So, and at the talk of that, the euro went from 61 cents to over a dollar, and then we went to Iraq like that.
Right.
Afghanistan, similar problems, except for, you know, there's a natural gas pipeline they're going to put through there. There's an oil pipeline. And there's gold in the hills. Nobody talks about that. But there's gold. There's Tora Bora Hills, where they're always talking, why don't we just nuke that whole area? Well, because there's a lot of gold in there, and
yeah.
we know it. And that's what we're in there getting out right now.
And there, of course, is the opium trade that we're also...
Right. But that's quite frankly, that's the fast...
Oh, microphone.
Yeah, that's quite frankly the fast food element of it. The drug trade is the least of it.
The least of it.
And considering that without that money, it wouldn't prop up our entire government half the time. Drug money actually saved this country largely during the crash. I mean, there was an exchange of like $500 million that was constantly shifting through. It was all drug money, and everybody knew it, and they just kind of took a back seat. Less enforcement, because without it, that money would have yanked some banks dead.
Right,
so anyways,
right.
You've got all that stuff going on. You have a responsibility, I think, to at least look deeper. You don't have to go all the way down the rabbit hole with some people. You also can't stick your head in the sand and act like it's not work. So other than that, I have no opinion.
Right on, man.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, for the rest of the hour, Jared has landed us quite the guest today. I mean, as big as Greg Kinnear or bigger, we've got Hal Sparks, you name it, every TV show on the planet, host of Talk Soup for 2 years, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, Las Vegas, Celebrity Paranormal Project. I mean, it goes on for 10 hours. Hal Sparks has got his Charmageddon stand-up special coming.
It's out now. It's on. You can buy it on Amazon if you so choose.
Awesome.
You know, like, or stream it or whatever.
And a Dallas radio host who I've been on his show many times, Richard Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's richardhunnershow.com.
Yes.
Of course, halsparks.com is the website for Hal, mm-hmm. who I called Richard earlier, even though I know who they both are. You guys look a lot alike, minus the long hair.
It's true. Yeah.
A little bit.
And
at times
he's had the same hair.
It's
so,
true. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, I used to have long hair. I only cut it so they wouldn't be getting us mixed up.
Yeah.
That was like a cross between Nikki Sixx and Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what landed mm-hmm. me on the watch list and VH1's all-time basis.
I was thinking it's funny when TSA pulls aside anybody who looks alternative lifestyle-y, like tattoos or whatever, because those folks are the least threat out there. I mean, white guy in khakis, I'm worried about, because he may have nothing to live for and decide to kill himself and take a bunch of people with him just because he wants to be famous. There's a lot of those guys in history. But the guy with a lot of tattoos has sex to have where he's going,
yeah.
has drugs to do. He's not going to kill anybody on the plane. He wants to get where he's going to do the damage. He's not going to die midair. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Very Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, tell us why you are here in the illustrious city of Austin.
Well, we're Cap City Comedy this weekend, brightening the lives of groups of 300 or more at a time.
Tonight through Saturday.
Yeah.
CapCityComedy.com for tickets.
Yes.
That's a nice place.
It is. It's great. It looks a bit like the top part of a roller rink where they serve the nachos. You ever go to a roller rink and they have that really thin carpet and, you know, and easy to clean, that kind of stuff. The club looks like that part of the,
It's actually very palatial.
It's got the weird iron structure that looks like two rewind and fast forward buttons attached to it. I don't know what the design thought was. I think it was just there and they built around it.
It basically looks like a refabbed cruise ship from the 1980s.
Sure, or a strip club now. Yeah, without, you know, obviously a different form of entertainment.
I did some stand up there once, almost caused a riot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is this the infamous Doug Stanhope?
Yeah.
That's where that was.
There were some troops in the front row, and they didn't like me talking about Gulf of Tonkin being staged, and they said, we're going to kick your butt. And I said, get on up here. I'm going to stomp all three of you. Mm-hmm. And whether or not I was going to win the fight, I was ready to go. They backed off.
Sure.
Yeah. It was a good thing, because I'm actually a coward.
Yeah, well,
it was all a complete hoax.
Bluff. Yeah.
It was bluff.
That's okay. You have a great voice for bluffing.
Exactly.
You do. You have that kind of voice. If you have, you know, if you're like, anybody who wants to come up here, I will take everybody on. They would have come. They would have brought it. But since you were up there going, anybody wants to, you know, they'll.
Truth is, I had a diaper on and was like scared and.
Crapping yourself. Yes, right. I totally understand. That may be happening right now. I mean,
all right, I get bad when I get around comedians. I apologize to the family audience. We're going to stop right there.
That's right.
Start right there.
Before I get into 9/11 Truth and both your views on that, we just played a clip of Hal Sparks talking about that a moment. Let's get Richard Hunter's take on it. I want to talk about Lord Obama, the second coming. They said he actually could be the Christ. They compared him to Christ in the news.
Who did that?
It's in my film, The Obama Deception. Mainstream news saying that he was being compared to Christ.
Right.
He was going to give us free houses, free cars, fix everything. Now he says that his Treasury Secretary, that it's going to be the most painful thing in our lives and last for a long time. That doesn't sound too good. Are you guys happy as Obama supporters about the peace action in Libya?
or about them putting even more Muslim extremists in when they kicked Mubarak out in Egypt. Are you happy about the expansion of wars and torture? I mean, love, peace. I mean, what's your view on Lord Obama? Or would that be heresy if you talk bad about him? Because you're both smart guys. I mean, you have courage. Hal talking about the 9/11 issue.
Absolutely. I actually think in so far as politics in modern America and in any major advanced society, you're going to at least have to build some walls before you put the roof on. And I think a lot of times policy-wise, we look for the roof first, especially on the progressive side, and we get ahead of ourselves and then we don't accomplish anything. And I think conservatives over time have taken on a freeze America at a point in history that is anti-woman, anti-minority, anti-equality, really, and they're comfortable with that.
Women are doing real good right now.
Well,
their breast cancer is off the charts.
Compared to, well,
those vaccines are really helping. So is the birth control. Of course, they know it really increases the breast cancer. But don't worry, under health care, they're going to give it to free.
Plasticizing agents in drinking water are one of the big reasons why people have an increased amount of breast cancer in their system.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And
it hyper-feminizes women and feminizes men.
And the movement against clean drinking water since the 1970s has actually driven more people to drink bottled water. And that over time has led to a raise in that. The paranoia about drinking your own tap water that is honest to some degree. I don't know if it's related directly to the fluoride aspect of things, but the fact is that the anti-government kind of we're not all in this together group has been really against purifying the drinking water, making sure it's actually clean. So there's all these mitigators in the middle trying to keep you from being able to clean tap water. Beg your pardon.
Bing. Yeah, guys, we can't do that anymore because I have to delay it and they can miss it.
No problem. There's too much garbage in the tap water. Therefore, it's better to drink bottled water. And that movement towards fear and towards bottled water has actually led to the higher cancer rates in a lot
now
of ways.
Now, see, Hal, I'm going to be honest with you. That is completely insane what you just said.
So
it is on record that sodium. No, I'm not debating bisphenol A. I know.
Right.
I was called a conspiracy theorist 10 years ago for talking about it. I'm not debating. It's mainly the stuff you microwave. It's in the other plastic containers. It's in everything.
But everything's
in the liners of tin cans.
Stored in the sun.
But what I'm telling you is, because one thing's bad doesn't mean the other thing's good. What I'm saying is, it's on record.
And vice versa.
Do you know what sodium fluoride does to you?
Yeah, believe me, I'm not a pro fluoride guy. I'm saying that actually should be out of there.
Sevenfold increase in bone cancer.
Absolutely. What I'm saying is there was a movement in the 1970s where they're like, H2O, we need to clean the water as much as we can, just base water, no fluoride, no nothing.
I agree.
And that got hammered largely by what became the Reagan base in the 80s to a move towards, you know what, government should be out of the water business altogether. And private industry moved in and started taking over utilities in mass in the 80s.
And then you get toilet to tap. You know.
Absolutely. And then so people, in fear of that, went to plastic bottled water, and then the cancer rate spiked directly related to that. So, yes, I'm anti-fluoride, and I don't think there should be anything in water but H2O. That you should come out of your tap as pure as possible. The problem is, this idea that hands off, no EPA, I don't want anybody, no government bureaucrat.
Wait a minute, it's the EPA that wants the fluoride in there.
Well, no, I'm that now, but there was a movement in the 70s for the EPA to be very pure. But here's the thing, you can't say an organization in government is bad inherently because it's been staffed by people who hate it to start with.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
This is Brown and
you're all liberal conservative. I'm way past all that. I see what you're saying. Over 90%.
Does it not have worth?
No. Over 90% of the EPA scientists in 2000, 2005, and then again last year wrote letters to their bosses saying, take the fluoride, take the other toxins out of the water. This is bad. I know there were good people in government. I know there's a lot of good people in government.
Okay.
But they're compartmentalized. It's the directors on top.
Absolutely.
That are the eugenicists.
Because and the committee chairmen who make sure that that's who gets to the top of the organization. The problem is when you have guys who are essentially inherently anti-government, they have no impetus for a system to actually work to the benefit of the people. And when you have a profit-based psychology in both business and in government, you have only a monetary view of what profit totally is.
It's more than that. It's crony. It's insiders run the system.
That's what I mean.
It's not free market.
Think in terms of cash profit. And the profit of a country, the profit that comes off the top, what's beyond what a country takes in profit as its business.
You're talking about short term.
No, I'm talking long term.
I mean, they're doing short term looting.
Cash. I'm talking about the health and happiness of the American people is the actual profit you make from your industry. What we look at is we have business government industry. It takes my taxes and it doesn't, and it's always running at a deficit. And on a cash level, this is what we're saying it's based on. We're saying, like FEMA or the EPA or any of these groups, they're taking my tax dollars and I don't know where it's going, and I don't want any benefit from it. I don't see any benefit from it because it's taking my money and not going anywhere. The benefit comes from the health and happiness of the American people. The problem is...
I agree with you. Government makes the sunshine. Hal Sparks is our guest, Richard Hunter. We're going to come back after break. I know they make the grass grow. I got it.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Well, we've got radio talk show host Richard Hunter in here, also comedian, and we've got Hal Sparks, who's been on every TV show in the galaxy, but I think the biggest one is Talk Soup. That's actually a show I've watched over the years whenever I do see it on, and he was one of the better hosts of it. Okay, so you're here in Austin, Kapp City Comedy Club, the next three nights. Let's get back to where we were. Mm-hmm. Richard Hunter had a comment about, quote, the problem with the left. My issue is, I'm not into left and right. I don't like these labels. I don't like, I've got to be for this issue from the right and this issue from the left. I'm into common sense. I'm into, you know, history. I'm into freedom. Mm-hmm. I'm part of the freedom group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here was the point on my own radio show in 2008 when we covered the presidential election. I thought it was great to see so many young people get involved for the first time and all that sort of thing, and there were a lot of my listeners. But I'm somebody who's been politically active since I was 10 years old, so I felt like I had something to say to these people. And what I was trying to tell them was, great that you got involved, but the biggest mistake you're going to make right now, because you're new to the process, is to say, oh, great, my guy won. I'll see you in 4 years. Our work is done here. Au contraire, because this is the part where it gets really important. You don't have to fall in love with Obama or anybody else for that matter as a person. Understand that you're hiring them to do a job, and they're going to be exactly what you tell them to be or not be. Well, if you don't stay involved, and if you don't tell them what you want, they're going to listen to somebody else's special interest. You made a great point about special interest. What it really is deciding whose special interest I can suffer more than someone else's.
And there's these big roving gangs of corporate special interests that are bigger than most governments.
Right.
And they're going to buy Republican Democrats. So how do you deal with them?
Well, ultimately, you need giant government. You don't even need big government. You need government that is only about the big things. Protecting you from a giant country that's going to attack you, large hurricanes, that's the kind of government I'm interested in. I don't need social architecture government. I don't need government telling me how to live on a day-to-day basis, per se. But if a large corporation is putting a toxin in the food supply, I need a very large government.
But our government's run by eugenicists that are actually putting the toxins in the food supply.
Well, I wouldn't say everybody in the government's a eugenicist. I mean,
Have you seen Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Of course I have.
Blair, have another copy. Watch it again.
No, I'm going to take it. Yeah, he'll take it. Absolutely.
You want to see Moffa 21, Black Genocide?
No, that's okay. I've watched most of these, I'm sorry to say, for free on the internet. I know this is a... I
don't mind
paranoia
that,
is a great dollar industry. It really is. Always has been.
No, wait a minute. I give my stuff out for free and promote it's free.
I know.
But we do have to fund ourselves.
No, I get it.
In fact, folks, he's attacking the funding. Buy the motion videos right now. We're building the new TV studio over there.
Buy a copy of Charmageddon and watch it before and after just so that you don't, you know, hole up in a bunker. But
we're not holed up in a bunker. We're storming the Texas Capitol.
Well, I wouldn't say
we're out in the open. We're taking America back.
You're in an unmarked building in an office park.
Well, no, that's
and
because
you're expanding.
That's because of fans. Oh. We have to get work done.
Right. Yeah. And they would interrupt. Okay. I don't doubt it because they have all kinds of like large loose leaf binders full of stuff that.
And also women.
I have a hand.
And I say no, but some of the crew has a problem. Yeah.
Right. Oh yeah, that's all right. That explains the sales force here that I've seen. they look a little too busy to sell anything. No wonder you're handing stuff out for free. Here's the thing. I think that we start. It's like anarchists with the pre-printed anarchy T-shirts that you see all the time. The irony therein. The constitutionalists who want to go pre-constitution to Wild West kind of mentality, or even fiefdom kind of stuff. Like at a certain point, we decided, look, we got to all start getting together because upriver somebody is dumping something into the water. And we got to be able to stop that to some degree. So we've got to become two towns, then a state, then multiple states, because our group future rests on everybody else. I think the biggest problem right now with sort of the anti-government movement is that it's this states' rights hyper-local, and everybody is just kind of going, well, whatever happens upstream is none of my business. And the problem is it affects you. It totally affects you.
Well, the Soviets had the ultimate government, and they were, in every study, much more toxic. Just throwing reactors in lakes.
They didn't have the ultimate government.
They were good people?
They had a communist regime and on face that was actually a manufactured monarchy. Basically, they knocked the monarchy out of the way, and then the Communist Party acted.
Same thing North Korea. That's my point.
That's an issue with that country. You know, we elect our leaders, or at least the perception has always been that we elect our leaders. You're talking about a time when they had almost no interest in electing him. They would basically kill whoever was in charge and replace him with somebody who was just like him. You know, in England, pre United Kingdom pre-1707, when you had England as a, you know, as a series of kingdoms, basically it would, the peasants would eventually go, you know what, I'm sick of that guy telling me what to do, and I'm sick of paying taxes to this guy, so we're all going to storm the castle and throttle him. And that's what they would do. They'd find whoever the lord was, drag him out of the castle, string him up, chuck him into a river, and then not replace the social structure that he had created.
No, they did with Magna Carta and then the Parliament Act. You're wrong.
That point. That's
stay there. We got to go to break. We're coming back with both Richard Hunter and Hal Sparks. Very, very dangerous people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and Hal Sparks, Richard Hunter are our guests. If you go up to the Drudge Report today, one of the top linked stories, DHS video characterizes white Americans as most likely terrorists. And, you know, I have the MIAC and Homeland Security reports that police sent me that were big national news 2 years ago. I've been to the urban warfare drills, and there are white people, there are black people, there are Hispanics that are role players. But they're saying, I'm an American, I have constitutional rights, you're not taking my farm. And I have this on video, the troops practice mowing them down. And I've gotten, in the last 3 years, a lot of these other documents where it says the number one threat is white males, It's returning veterans. It's Ron Paul supporters. It's libertarians. It's people that want to end the Federal Reserve. And they're now putting these videos out, which I agree with what you said earlier, that it's meant to, you know, sell black folks and other people to not notice that they're the ones really being targeted in Arabs. So as you said, pattern interrupt, that's one layer. But the other layer is they're training police everywhere, and they're training even the Boy Scout Explorer clubs and the military to take on, quote, gun-owning white rednecks. They say that's the group that's going to attack the government because, look, McVeigh did it. You'll say, well, look, he did. I've got total proof the government staged that event. So I'm beyond all that. My point is, just like Hitler used an unpopular groups of communists and Jews first to beta test everything he was doing, and the Germans were like, get him, then he flipped it around on everybody by the end. That's my point. What is your take on that?
Ultimately, the video that DHS is putting up, the reason I think they're now using white people is because the automatic assumption that anybody who's a threat is brown has led to security breaches or the potential for security breaches, because they're automatically, their own pattern is, why would I look at a white guy? That's not who my enemy is. But then you have, let's say you have a Muslim extremist organization, an Al-Qaeda-ish group, for real. And you know,
a real Easter Bunny,
right? Exactly. Well, it's
a real Santa Claus,
right? Sorry,
they know a real Keebler Elf.
No, it's not a real
garden.
No, it's not a real
threat. Tooth fairy.
Right, a tooth fairy. Yeah, he's one of the scariest creatures in childhood.
You haven't seen a tooth fairy?
No, it's horrible. Yeah, and they're crunchy and yet no nutritional value. Entirely made of enamel and hanging. The tree is frightening.
Captain Crunch.
Yeah, right.
Some other mythical creatures.
Let's say
unicorns, leprechauns.
Right. Okay. So what I'm saying is, you're at one point saying there is no Al-Qaeda threat. There's no, this is a manufactured thing. There are no Muslims extremists coming with strap bombs to go on a US Airways flight from Vegas to Idaho.
May be some, but in other cases, it's confirmed the feds are getting mentally ill patsies on planes.
They
got Mutalib on the plane. That's admitted. Drooling. Drooling with no passport. US government got him on.
Right. Here's the thing. If you have TSA and their habit is every time you test them, no matter how many times you tell them, there's these nine people are actual threats. I don't mean manufactured. I mean genuine psychopaths who roam around. You've got somewhere in the order of about 100 million airline passengers a year flying in the air. There's, what is it, 1 in 78 people are legitimately psychotic. You know,
but that's like saying somebody might rob your house, so we got to put armed guards in it. The world isn't safe.
No, it isn't, because your house isn't going to fall out of the sky and land on other people or kill other people who aren't there.
Yeah, the idea that the government must guarantee our safety is the absolute road to bondage.
Okay, but the idea that
give me an air company with no security, and I'll guarantee you they're going to make so much money. Like, I want to accept the danger.
Okay, great.
I want it. I want freedom.
Right.
1776, not a nanny state.
Right, but then the plane lands on somebody. It's not a house.
It's all communal. Now we have socialist health care, so the government's going to tell you what you can eat, because we're now all tied up in your health. Oh, the plane might fall on somebody, so we got to have a proctology exam. A six-year-old girl.
Right.
The government are terrorists. Break your conditioning.
And you're the one with the conditioning. You're the one repeating the same market. Look, here's the thing.
They're the ones staging the terror.
Gotcha. Okay, so.
They're the ones staging the terror.
As a human being. They're
the ones staging the terror.
I, as the person who actually wants a valuable society around me. Okay, I get it. I can't. I get it. All right.
You can't debate me with actual intellectual words.
I can't debate you when you're not allowing me to talk.
No, I agree. That's true. Go ahead.
Don't be good.
I'm winning.
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm winning.
No, you're not.
He's getting mad. He's getting mad. You can get loud too. Go ahead.
No, it's your show. You'll always have. You have this silver mic. Look at this. They could turn this thing off at any moment.
That's actually a better mic. The problem is I don't want it in front of me.
It wasn't because I swore. This is a conspiracy. Those people at home who heard those missing spots, it was because I said something.
This is not just XM.
No, I know.
Go ahead. I can't do it.
You can. Okay. Here's the thing. I was mainly joking around.
You look genuinely angry.
Do you believe in any governmental protections, police, fire, that kind of stuff? Do you? Or is it all volunteer?
I do believe.
Is it all volunteer?
You're not letting me answer, and you're continuing with your debate. I believe in constitutionally limited government. And obviously we've got too much government right now.
Okay, do you believe?
Oh, here's the deal: the government's adding jobs, the private sector's laying them off. We're losing the private sector.
Do you believe?
We're losing the private sector.
No, we're not. Do you believe in?
We're not losing the private sector.
Do you believe in constitutionally limited corporations? That corporations are licensed by a government.
Yes, yes. I do believe that corporations, especially when they're multinational and pay no taxes,
right,
are not alive and are not people. I think it's okay if somebody wants to incorporate for their particular local small project, but I am against mega corporations.
Okay, great. Right. At what point does a small government able to compete with a mega corporation? Because you're going to have an either or ultimately.
If you cut the size of government, the mega corporations aren't going to be able to siphon the wealth off. Mega corporations get their profit from government.
No, they don't. They roll into local areas and suck all the resources out. This is a problem with a resource-based economy. That's where mega corporations get their stuff. It's not from inventing or creating appliances, something that you have to actually compete with other people. It's oil, it's sugar, it's cocoa, it's orange juice, and these people roll in.
Actually, more and more of the corporations make their profit off of government contracts. But listen, I agree with you on the other issue. Let's just go back and be serious.
You're drinking your milkshake and you let them.
Let's go back and be serious. Let's go back here, though.
Stop them.
Let's talk about.
You're more afraid of the government than you're afraid of somebody like BP sucking the water, not the oil.
I said BP should go to prison.
Right now, T. Boone Pickens is sucking the water out of Texas.
While trying to get cities to pass laws
because
to shut down their water supplies, so he makes more to create artificial
local
scarcity.
Governments don't have the fight back.
Richard Hunter comments.
Yes. Can I interject a thought here? A general feeling that I have.
You're not getting my guns.
A general feeling.
I don't want your guns.
Where
do you get the idea that I want your guns?
It's a joke, man.
A general feeling.
But you're actually scared I want your guns. So the joke is based in your actual fear base.
Well, right? I mean, the average Democrat does want my guns.
No, I don't. You guys,
Obama's for gun bans.
No, he you isn't.
Richard Hunter!
You guys tell me what's wrong with this idea. I have a general feeling that the
you want
only,
a fist fight, pal?
The only people I'm not going to allow you to fist fight.
The
only people that I completely understand inherent distrust of government and corrupt elected officials. The only people that I may distrust more are for profit privately owned CEOs because there is more money to be made in the private sector. What about that?
Yeah, I think Endgame is a great
product. Is that fair?
Made by a private CEO of a local corporation. And printed on Chinese plastic and distributed by a machine that's actually made with Chinese components in a warehouse.
What about your DVD that you plugged out of the gates on Amazon?
Oh, yeah, but I don't have any problem with that part of it. I actually speak Chinese and travel over there. So,
This is liberal, dirty tricks. Folks, I'm not supposed to be able to sell books and videos to get my message out now.
No, I'm for it.
Can I ask you, though, about...
He took it all personal.
Can I ask you about...
Are you wearing women's underwear?
About what you think.
All right, go ahead.
Only one in three guys is allowed to. So yeah, I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Can I ask you what you think about what I said? Because I completely understand distrust of government. I'm just saying that I probably fear more
government is a tool of the corporations.
Right. But absolutely.
So distrust
but I fear
of corporations is your issue then.
But I fear if we eliminate the middleman.
You think you're in here with Ronald Reagan in this interview? You're not.
No. I fear if we eliminate the middleman, though, I fear what's behind the curtain even more, which is the for-profit CEO.
Oh no. No. They have government power. They've gotten the government to vote. And here's an example. They take your roads over, existing ones, put tolls on it you pay for, and then get a government bailout, which we learned that Centro of Spain does everywhere. It's a scam.
Which is a states' rights act. That's local states' rights. That's Texas handing over their basically a federally created, by the way, federal tax dollars, building the federal highway system. And then Texas decides, you know what, we're going to hand over our toll roads and our major throughways that were made.
That's right. And Bush had to sign an executive order to block the federal law to let Perry do it.
Right. But that's you're arguing for.
But I mean, states can be evil. Feds can be evil.
Right. I agree. But at least
it's supposed to be a balance between the feds and the states. It's getting out of control.
It's supposed to be our local, state and federal government against corporations and foreign actors against us on one level. And the protection of an actual social structure where we can get where we need to be. Street lights and the like on the way.
And vaccines. Where do you stand on vaccines?
I don't take them. I think
that's not very trendy.
Well, you seem to have this grouping of Democrats and liberals like we're all the same.
Same here with me. It's a joke.
I don't care about your guns, and I don't take the vaccines, and I don't drink bottled water as best I can. And
all right, let me stop you for just a minute.
And
because I want to spend some time with you guys, and you're all at the Cap City Comic Club tonight and the next two nights here in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. It's very evil. They have Chinese-made carpet there. Now continuing, it's a joke, folks. I like Cap City Comedy Club. You know, I'm the only guy out there known who puts my films out free on the Internet. Immediately. I trailblaze that.
That's not true. There's a site called XTube.
No, I've been doing this for 16 years, though.
I know.
And that's why I was successful. I wanted to be successful in the message. And this is something.
Glenn Beck, man, there's money to be made in freaking people out, whether you're right or not. Ultimately.
Like Obama saying, you better raise the debt ceiling or no Social Security checks?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely.
But okay, enough of all that. I want to get into real material. Gentlemen, first, Richard Hunter, your view on 9/11. I mean, if the government was involved and let it happen, the point is these people need to be removed.
All right.
And both parties are involved. And the former head of Homeland Security admitted they issued terror alerts for political purposes. Does that concern you?
Yes. There are elements of 9/11, Building 7, et cetera. I look at it like the Kennedy assassination. I don't have a definitive theory that I'm comfortable with to tell you who I think was exactly behind the Kennedy assassination, but I will tell you without a doubt that it was no lone gunman. Mm-hmm. So and that's, 40-something years removed from that. We're even closer in time to 9/11, so I don't think it's even possible to say exactly what was behind it, but I think it's absolutely right to question and look at it from every angle.
I think the value of the 9/11 truth movement would be that it's all about the most truthful information that comes out. Once you start drawing conclusions of your own based on any dog you might have in the race, ultimately you help the sort of the governmental architecture version of things by either being viewed as for or against it. Whereas you can just go, look, there is no way Building 7 burned down. Nobody looks at it and thinks that for a second. So I want to know exactly what happened. And until I know exactly what happened, I'm not going to rest. And I also I'm not going to draw any conclusions. Let you bait me into, it was, George Bush having breakfast with the Bin Ladens on the morning of the thing, which.
Well, that's one in Guardian.
Right.
And when all air traffic was shut down, five different flights flying the Bin Ladens out of the country.
Totally.
But, and they got caught lying about it.
Right. No.
I'd ignore all that.
No.
But
it's the problem, though, that it's so big that's how they keep us from compartmentalizing one mystery at a time.
Right.
I mean, maybe that's the way to attack it, is to look at nothing but Building 7 until we can figure something out.
Because if something's wrong with that, the whole thing's shot.
Yeah, whenever you're trying to prosecute a criminal, if you try to go after that criminal before you have evidence that's offered in court, you go, we'll find the evidence as we go along, but I know that guy's guilty. He'll always walk. And that's the problem. And I think
Building 7 is the bloody axe in the back of the trunk that matches the blood of the dead woman they found.
That's true.
And Building 7 is the bloody axe.
That's true.
So it's enough to start the investigation.
Right. I believe it's absolutely. But ultimately, it's the start of it. But the truth movement, if it has any value, is the dogged search for the actual video of what hit the Pentagon, the towers themselves, any footage that was done before, other than what was released, as it were. You need as much of it as possible so that it overwhelms the psychological effect of people not being able to believe the truth.
Sure, Hal, let me ask you this question. And this is a serious question. I don't want to get in the fight again, even though it was fun. my voice can't handle it now.
I know. That's how I get you.
However
long.
If you go back, though, I understand counterbalancing three branches of government, government counterbalancing corporations, counterbalancing robber barons. I get all that. That's actually constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, who deals with the federal government when it goes bad and corporations put all their operatives in every position via revolving door? When the government at the highest levels is covering up 9/11, which we know they're doing, then who deals with the federal government?
Well, ultimately, if in a democracy, theoretically, the voters would. The problem is
electronic voting machines.
Right. Yeah. Well, that I'm not.
And it's confirmed in Ohio.
No question. Electronic voting machines, no paper trail, is a direct affront to a democracy. There's no question about that. We're completely on the same page in that area. But ultimately, regardless of those elements, the voters actually have the opportunity to do that. That's our only service point. That's, our only way into it. The problem is, from a corporate point of view, trying to control 500 Congress critters, is very expensive and a pain in the butt. And it requires a lot of local maneuver. Controlling 100 senators, even more expensive because they hold giant districts and I'm competing with other corporate interests and that thing. But the Supreme Court is a way better use of my money as a corporate controller. If I get people in there who are corporatists running the Scalias and the Roberts of the world, the Clarence Thomas who will follow anything behind their.
And that's why the president's so okay, because with the presidency, you get the court.
Yeah. Ultimately, that's what you're shooting for. I mean, you got to look at. Mitt Romney, for example, who's arguably the front runner for the Republican side going this way. Okay.
You should love him. He wrote Obamacare.
No, that, believe me, I'm for a general flip-flopper. Yeah.
He's an amazing body of flip-flopper.
What about Rick Perry?
Right.
Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas, forced inoculations, NAFTA superhighway power grabs.
Right.
I mean, this guy is about as conservative.
Well, he's like the guy in the club who's going, this place stinks. I hate this dump. This is ridiculous. I'm leaving. I want to see your manager. This is pathetic. This is terrible service, sir. Let me see. Are you the manager? Are you guys hiring? Because that's really what he's doing. He's arguing for secession, and then now he wants to run for president. I hate this United States part so much that I want to run for the whole of it. It's absurd. But the point is, Mitt Romney's going to be the guy, arguably, because they're pushing him to the front. The evangelicals won't vote for him because he's Mormon. They'll pair him with an evangelical to try and balance that vote out. It'll never happen.
Oh, they're bringing Perry in.
But, but he won't fare any better.
You think because it's, you know, we've got to get another Texan in because it's already been 3 years since we had one.
Right, and he did so well.
But the angle here is Obama, people thought he would fix everything so quickly. I think people are going to run back over to, let me tell you, the big wig Republicans.
They did it.
And I said this 2 years ago, Rick Perry.
They did it in 2010. The run back.
He has knelt before Bilderberg.
That I don't doubt. But the 2010 vote was them running back to the other side, and you've got Boehner and Cantor in charge of things. And these guys are corporatists of the highest order. Mitt Romney is the guy who, old school corporatist, rolls in, buys up a company, a local company, run by a local CEO, buys it up.
Hey, since we got you guys in here,
and sends it overseas.
And the first 30 minutes was nothing but screaming and yelling, you guys want to do 20 minutes of overdrive so we can take phone calls?
I love it.
And we're going to get some headphones on you.
Okay.
And we're going to send subliminal messages in to program your brain.
Is that how it works?
Probably.
I'm just joking. Since you're starting
old technology,
since you're starting wigs, that's right. That's right. Drink Coca-Cola. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. The way they've always done before.
Okay, folks, we're going to go about 20 minutes into overdrive and open the phones up. And I know a lot of these callers are already holding on other issues, but I'm sure these guys can comment and tell us how good it is, especially Hal, that they've got TV ads running that the white guy's going to get you. I was against the ads running that the Muslims are going to get you, but you know, or tattle on your neighbor. But I'm joking. We'll get your take on all that. I know you know 9/11's a fraud. Now, Mark, Mike, Dangerous, Tim, everybody, we're going to get to you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. People always ask why I have a deep voice, because I never took voice lessons. When I scream at people, I actually really scream, and the voice just gets deeper over the years until someday I'll sound like a giant toad who just goes, bleh. But, again, the websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, our guest sites are HalSparks.com and RichardHunterShow.com. And I want Richard to get a chance to pop in and talk here some. Richard, Hal says he's seen Endgame.
Yeah.
Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I brought that up and I said, look, you can have debates about whether government's good or not or how big it should be. I've done a study of these people, and the dominant Western powers, they made a deal with China on this, and they have a lot of excuses of why it's good. There is a giant covert world population reduction program going on. Do you guys think, A, that that's going on, or I'm lying, or B, is it a good idea?
Well, yeah. Where do you start?
Yeah, is it going on? You know, I don't know. I mean, I think one thing that I think is so important about these conversations is that nothing is off the table. I don't hear anything just on premise and go, oh, you're crazy.
Right.
Don't tell me that our government, one need only look as far as the Tuskegee experiments to know that the U.S. federal government is capable of doing something very bad.
Well, specifically
and that's
people
under,
within
that's an understatement,
the U.S. government.
Absolutely. So I don't think there's any, I think it's key to question. My issue with it all is with sort of an all or nothing approach. You know, drown federal government in a bathtub or blow it up so big that it's in control of everything. Both of those perspectives.
The answer is informed, involved people. And as Thomas Jefferson said,
right.
Educate the general public about, you know, facts and science and information, and tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn.
But they've got to. That's why they undercut the Department of Education. That's why you don't want the Department. That's why you don't want
the U.S. education was a lot better before we had that. I've had the former head of policy, Charlotte Iserby, on. She was there in the 80s, and they had a program in the Department of Education to dumb people down.
But there's got to be.
That's the 80s mentality of the Ronald Reagans of the world. They hate big government organizations, so you run the government organization you don't like into the ground.
No. It was science. She released the documents. This was going on decades before her, too.
Yeah, but saying
this was the dumb people down by design.
That the existence of the Department of Education is the negative instead of using it properly.
You think a centralized educating system is a good idea, not a diverse one?
I think a standard of intelligence in
Thomas Jefferson was trained at home.
But here's
Abraham Lincoln was trained at home.
Okay. Right.
Socrates and Alexander the Great were trained at home.
And what he came up with eventually was the common good, that we should actually provide for the education and welfare of the country. That's what he came to, is that I was lucky. I had people at home that would teach me, but you might not. And you're getting half the information and all this theocratic nonsense, and I'm having to deal with you in open business.
Yeah, like environmental brainwashing, telling five-year-olds about different types of sex. They shouldn't even be talking about that. It should be reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But doesn't there have to be
science?
But they inject whatever they can for social training and social engineering in school instead of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
But doesn't there have to be a hybrid of that? Because if there's not, that's how things like Jim Crow laws are allowed to exist. I mean, if you completely deregulate and you leave people up to their own state-to-state devices, which in some instances I'm in favor of, I'm just saying if you totally pull the federal government out of it, then that is how you get black people not being allowed to eat at a diner.
Right. Yeah. And if you have a bunch of kids who aren't their only experience of
life. Hold on, we'll talk more about that. We got to go to break. Back in 60 seconds, going into overdrive. Main transmission's over.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.